Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Movies of last year was Mother's Day. That was such a good movie. And, like I said, we are interviewing, Kate Leonard from YNO. We are just, waiting for her to come on. And, yeah, and it will be a great show today, and and some other announcements while we are waiting. While we are waiting for Kate. There is a couple of announcements for, we can talk about right now before, Kate comes on. It is, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., 9 p.m., 6 p.m. West Coast time, 9 p.m., East Coast time. And Nathan Vardy. Okay, you guys. I am so excited to present one of my favorite actors on YNO. Oh, I love her. And you gotta check her up on Mother's Day. And a everyone, please welcome Kate Linda.
Hello.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Nice to talk to you.
Oh, my gosh. Nice to talk to you. We are such big fans of you on Daytime After Dark. We love Esther. Of course we love you. I mean, yeah. And you are doing such an incredible job right now on YNL. I just want you to let you know, I'm loving what Esther is doing with Colin, and I love the boundary between Esther and Zero. I mean, I love whenever you're just watching, you know, all in the scene together. You guys are magical.
Thanks. We're having so much fun, and there's so much great stuff coming up. You're not going to believe it. So it's just fabulous. So everyone has to keep tuning in. I'm on today too. What do you guys think about the new titles, the new main titles on the show?
I love it. I love that. And I really, really do, and I love that you are in the intro now. Before,
yeah.
I don't know if you were.
Oh, I was.
But now you
are
in the...
Yeah, I was, but they were different, so you know. But now, I'm really excited. These are really great, and the show's really great, and there's so much fabulous stuff happening, so... I'm so excited about that.
Well, I know you cannot tell me us anything as much as I want you to, but I know you can.
right.
But, you know.
You really don't
want
me to, because you really don't want to know, you know. You think
you
want to know.
Okay,
what
I really don't want to know. No, I know.
Bye.
I will. But we need Esther to have a boyfriend.
I agree.
This for
that
you.
Would be great. You know, you got to,
you know,
people need to write in and let the show know, or you can go on CBS.com, or you can tweet out to the show or tweet to CBS, a daytime TV, and tell them what you want to see, because they pay attention to all of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do, people, so we need an email, you know, call, come on, guys, we need Esther to have a love life after all this time. back in May, I was at the movies, and you were in the best blockbuster, in my opinion, of the year, when you were in Mother's Day. I loved it.
Oh, I know. I loved that film. And I so miss Gary Marshall. He was such an incredible man.
Oh, I know.
There's another film out now too that I'm in that's called The Charnel House, and you can find it on, you know, iTunes or Amazon, or, and it's a really great film. It's a totally different genre than Mother's Day, and I play the role of Aunt Rachel on that, and so that's...
You guys, we have to check it out, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will. But the funny thing about when you were Mother's Day, I went with my sister-in-law, we all went, and the movie was started, and I saw your name in the credits, and I'm like, okay, that could be another Kay Leonard. It might not be my Kay Leonard from YNL in my brain. And then when I saw you, this is bad. I screamed in the whole movie, "That's Esther from Young and the Restless." And people were looking at me like I'm crazy, but I'm like, and you know, I mean, I, you know, when I told you, I was like, yay, because it was awesome.
That's so neat. I really appreciate that. That really makes me feel good. That's so sweet, Carly. I love that you enjoyed it and enjoy my work.
Well, I love your book. And I, you know, I mean, you've been in daytime for 30 years.
Well, over, actually.
Well,
April 8th is my 35th anniversary on the show. That is the first, that was first day I worked. Actually, probably the first air show was, I think, at that time, was April 16th. So.
Oh, okay. I got it wrong on the site, but that's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
What I love about you is, do you have any upcoming events for the Kate High Tea?
Yes, I have one coming up in, actually coming soon. I do three teas a year right now, and we have one coming up in Calgary April 2nd, and that's for March of Dimes. And we always do one in Toronto in December. We already had that one. That's also for March of Dimes. But July 16th is our 20th anniversary of the teas, and we're doing that in Vancouver, and that is for Canadian Cancer Society. So that I'm really, really excited about that one. But this one coming up in April, so Christian, who plays Michael, co-hosts it with me, and then Tracy Gregman, who plays Lauren's coming, and my daughter, Elizabeth Hendrickson, is coming, and Brighton, who plays Devon, he's coming as well. We're going to have just a great time, really good.
Well, yeah, I love all those, and you know, I wish you and Michael would have more scenes, more scene together, because you guys are both funny, and I love it whenever, you know, there's a chance for Esther to be in the room with Michael and Lauren and, you know, and Devon. I love the relationship you have with Devon, because after all, you know, Devon was Cade's, you know, grandson, and I really want to say I really do miss Jeannie every day, and the fan miss her. But
I want to ask you, what
is your favorite scene that you did with her without, you know, throughout the whole time that you guys worked together?
Well, I think, you know, there were so many of them, and I so miss her, but some of my favorite was when we were kidnapped together, and we were kidnapped twice, so, you know, that was really fabulous. And then, of course, one I'll never forget is when I gave birth to my daughter, Chloe, whose real name is Kate, her real
mm-hmm.
character name, and she had changed it to Chloe. So that also, there were just so many, but those were some of my favorite scenes. And then also when Chloe came over and we realized, when I saw her and realized that she was actually my daughter, when the audience knew, when
mm-hmm.
I had this whole tray of champagne glasses and dropped it. We had to do that in one take because we couldn't do that again. yeah. I do, too.
I mean, those scenes, you know, those scenes are so good. And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people were worried after Jeannie died. People were worried about you and your status of the show. Like, oh, no, what is Esther going to do now that, you know, Misty is gone? But I'm so glad that they gave you kind of a life of your own after she passed away.
Yeah.
And you know, I just love it. And I was wondering, were you worried about that too? A little, like, you were not going to be on as much. So how were you feeling?
I was just
initially,
so upset that she passed away. And I, you know, I didn't really know what was going to happen. But I love the fact that they keep her alive, and this
mm-hmm.
whole storyline now with Jess, with the character of Jill, and having a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, it's just, and you and the flashbacks that they're showing, it's just so, so great. You know, it's just fabulous what they've done.
Well, yeah, I mean, I love it. And also, you know, what I was enjoying is when you were working at the coffee house with Dylan. I mean, I love Steve Burton. I still miss Steve Winnell, you know, but I love it that, you know, he really gave Esther a chance for the coffee house, and I really enjoy that. How did you like working with Steve?
Oh, I loved it. I loved all of that. That was so much fun because I got to work with different people. But I'm also glad to be back in the house, and a lot of people seem to be liking that. What do you think about the new uniform? My new uniform.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's kind of jazzy and new, and I mean, I'm glad that the house went back to kind of the original state, because I got mad at Billy for, you know, painting things. I'm like, you cannot paint Mr. Seat's house and get away with it, in my opinion. You know, I'm enjoying you back, you know, on the show. And you as a job in life, I would love it. How it is to become a flight attendant, I always wanted to do. The flight.
Yeah, how is it to become a flight attendant?
Mm-hmm. How is it for you? I mean, are you still doing it?
I still am. I still am doing it. So, So I fly mainly on the weekends for United Airlines. Sometimes I trade around and fly during the week, but most of the time I fly during the weekends. I just fly a little bit, you know, and it's fun to see, you know, fans of the show. And when a lot of people know, but then a lot of people don't. So, you know, when they see me and they're going, oh my goodness, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. I mean, for me, I would love that. And, I forgot what I was just going to say, but I will remember because I am bringing on some fan calls. Is that okay?
Some what? You're bringing what?
Some of your fans are on the line, too.
Oh, okay,
you
great.
Wanna take...
Great.
Yeah. 9910, either Bobby or David.
Bobby. This is Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
How are you?
Hey, Kate. And I almost call you Esther because I'm so familiar with you being Esther on the show.
That's okay. I answer to that, believe me. I answer to Esther.
Yeah,
it's fine.
But I just wanted to say I really enjoyed as far as my favorite storyline, and I know that I haven't been watching it a lot in a long time, but I think the whole storyline about Chloe realizing that Esther was her mom, that was a good storyline.
I agree. I really like that, too.
I'm a little bit disappointed that either you or Elizabeth didn't get nominated for an Emmy for that storyline, because I think that could have been a good Emmy nomination. About 10 years ago at the time.
Yeah, that was. You're so sweet, Bobby. I appreciate it. The fact that you really liked it, you know, makes me happy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I seen you in. And I didn't even know you was in Mother's Day because I saw that movie probably the day before Mother's Day, and I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, I was actually, it was a little thing, but it's towards the end of the film.
Oh.
Because
I know that most of the film was surrounded by Julian Roberts and Jennifer Aniston. And I know that you know Jennifer's dad very well from his work on Days of Our Lives and just
right,
and
exactly, exactly.
But my question is, and I'm going back to the Esther Chloe thing, and haven't seen Elizabeth do her prior work on All My Children and stuff like that. Does she consider you maybe more as like a real life grandma than actually a second mom? to you because with Jean now have passed away and stuff like that. She probably would consider you as being another grandma than a mother.
No, no, because I play her mother, so no. So
right, but she would consider you as like a second mom, right?
No, I am her. I'm her mother on the show.
No,
I am,
in real
yeah,
life. I mean, in real life.
Oh, in real life. Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know. Probably, maybe as a second mother, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
But she has a really incredibly wonderful real mother. So,
right.
So maybe
right.
That. Yeah.
And I know that, and are you and Jess very good friends in real life? You and Jess Watson,
I so enjoy working with Jess, and we've been having so much fun. There's so much great stuff coming up on the storyline now. So if you haven't been watching, you gotta tune in now. I mean, we're on today. We're on just about every day now, right, Carly?
Okay.
I mean, it's really good.
I make sure I just do that because I have like three different ways: either live on CBS, on Pop later in the evening, or online when it comes out.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I do want to just say one more thing before I go. I've seen Jen Lilly tweet out some pictures of you and her helping out the homeless together. And I wanted to say she is a real sweetheart. And I know she probably might not be able to go back to daytime, but I think if she had the choice, she probably would maybe choose
who
mine.
Who did you say?
Jen Lilly.
Oh, Jen Lilly.
Yes,
she's fabulous. I've known her for a long time. She's a great friend, and we do a lot of stuff together. She's really terrific.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay, well, that's all I have to say. So,
well,
I'll
thanks,
just,
Bobby. I enjoyed talking to you.
Bobby, I will put you on hold for now.
Okay,
you know,
thank you.
People, just so everyone knows, Carly, you know, I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all of that. So if you go on my website, www.katelinder.com, then you can access all of that. You just click on it, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So then
When I was promoting the show, I let everyone know your website.
Oh, great.
So they can check it out. Yeah. And now we have David, you're on the line.
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm big fan of yours, the Younger Restless. I'm a big fan of yours, the Younger Restless. I love the Younger Restless.
I'm glad you watch Young and the Restless because it's the best. It's the best show.
Yeah, I agree. What would Gene Cooper like? You tell us something about her.
Oh, Jeannie Cooper.
Know.
There was only one Jean Cooper. She was phenomenal. I was so honored that I was able to work with her we worked together over 30 years, and she's just like amazing, amazing, amazing
person. Yes, I agree.
So I miss her very much. But I still feel like she's there, you know. I feel like she's kind of watching over us. So, you know, I go by her dressing room, and I just kind of feel that she knows what's going on. She's keeping everything kind of together there. So.
Yeah, she definitely miss. Yeah. Do you have a favorite storyline that you're part of or Younger Restless?
What, my favorite storyline? Is that what you said? Is that what you asked me?
Yes.
I had said that before that I, you know, I really liked Giving Birth with Chloe. I also loved, actually, another one of my favorite storylines was when I answered an ad in a singles magazine and lied and said I was the lady of the house. And so then Mrs. Chancellor and Mr. Sterling, Rex Sterling at the time, played the maid and the butler, and you know I got to dress up and all.
Yeah,
that was a great story. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah. You're doing great on the show.
Okay, David.
Okay.
We have one more call to take. So, David, I am going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, David. I enjoyed talking to you.
Okay, and Maggie is here. She's also the host of the show, too. And she told me what to do. Hey, Maggie, are you on?
I'm right here.
Oh, hi, Maggie. How are you doing?
Hanging in there, Kate. It's fabulous that you're on tonight.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much.
I'm honored to be there, here talking to you guys. It's great.
And what's going on with that letter?
With what?
Yesterday, Jill got that letter from Mrs. C.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch. You got to keep watching. Just keep watching. You know, it's going to get, it's really, really good. It's going to get really good.
Her emerald diamond ring. Oh, no.
Yeah. It's excellent. 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 So,
and
just had so much fun.
And thank you very much for saving Jill's life.
Yeah. She should listen to me, right? She should listen
definitely.
To Esther.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We keep saying
definitely.
It on the TV.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Maggie and I love Esther, but Maggie, remember what we were saying? You know, right after Delia died, Kate, was amazing. You had me crying for the whole day.
Oh my goodness.
I was crying all day long.
I'm sorry you were crying, but I'm glad that you, I'm glad that you like it, and I'm glad that, you know, that I'm able to bring, you know, entertainment and, you know, emotion, and I'm so glad that you enjoyed, you know, Esther, because, you know, that makes me very happy. I've been playing it for a long time, and I'm really honored that everybody tunes in to the show and enjoys you know, the character.
Definitely.
Well, yeah, and what I was thinking the other day, do we know who Chloe's biological dad is at all?
Well, you know, they've never really dealt with that. I mean, I know who it is. I don't know if you remember. His name was Tiny. It was a long time ago, and I met him with Nina. I went out with Nina once.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's her father. But they've never really dealt with that, so... you know, after that. So that's a good idea, you know. Maybe they will someday. Maybe you guys should suggest that. I think it's a good idea.
Oh, we will. Don't worry. We will introduce that. But also, like Maggie and I were talking about, too, about, you know, Esther and stuff. Why didn't you call Lauren and let her know that her sister was in the hospital?
That hurt her.
See, I'm like, I
don't know, because Jill didn't want me to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my main focus was just getting her well and out of there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So she eventually she did. In fact, they were over the other day. So,
Well, yeah, I just love that, like, you know, with, you know, and we love you seeing the Jason Thompson. I loved how you called him. And he was in the underground. And you said, oh, I hope I'm not bugging you, but I need your help. It's your mother. And I just,
I just
laugh whenever you... And Jill, Esther and Jill are going at it. Oh, you know, I'm just waiting for Esther to look at her and say, I told you not to get back with Colin. I told you, why don't you listen to me?
Yeah,
you
right.
Her.
It's, it's so good that Esther, you know, Esther and Jill. It's just, you know, it's fabulous. So enjoy it.
And one last question, because I know, you know, you're on time constraint. But can you let us know more about you work with the ALS Association?
Yes, I'm celebrity spokesperson for ALS Association, and it's Lou Gehrig's disease. My brother-in-law actually had ALS, so I knew firsthand, you know, what a horrific, terrible disease it is. And you're trapped in your own body. Your mind, his mind worked better than mine, that's for sure. But he couldn't move anything. He couldn't talk, couldn't move, couldn't anything. And they call it an orphan disease because they say there's not as many people that have it. But that's not true.
No.
The deal is that you just don't live with it. So the numbers are lower because people don't survive. So, and there's double the incidences in the military. So, and the disease mutates. So it's difficult to find a cure, but they will. And so I say never give up, and, you know, we can put people on the moon and we can find cure for ALS. So I'm not giving up until we do.
One crazy question for you. You've been on for 5 years. Who's Scotty's father?
I'm sorry, what?
You know Lauren's son, Scotty?
Yes.
Do you remember who's his father?
Who Lauren's son's father is. Oh, yes. It was played by Peter Barton. Scott. Played Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We knew it, but we couldn't get it out. And Carl and I were going back and forth trying to figure it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, we do this. Maggie and I do. We watch the show and then, you know, then we discuss everything. But before I let you go, Kate, I have a little favor to ask you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I think Maggie knows where this is going. Well,
yes, I do.
The next time you see Christoph, you know, Christoph St. John Neal, will you please give him a hug for me? And
I will.
I definitely will.
He's such a good guy.
Well, yeah, but tell him that his TV wife, he knows I'm his TV wife. He's been on here, you know. He is my TV husband.
Okay.
And
good.
So, yeah, so please just let him know about, you know, I send my love and I, you know, he is this one of the sweetest guys in the world. Oh, my God, Esther could have a fling with Neil.
I know.
Ooh.
I know. You guys gotta let them know that you want Esther to have a love interest, because they do listen to that. So write letters and tweet and, you know, do all that and let them know, because they pay attention to that. So that would be great.
I would be okay with Neil having an affair with Esther or Nikki. Anyone else isn't supposed to even be in his orbit of love, in my, you know, opinion. But closing the interview out, we really hope you can come back.
All right, I would
love
to. I enjoy talking to everyone and meeting you guys on the phone. So everybody have a good day, and keep tuning in to The Young and the Restless, and check out the Charnel House, and it's all good. So you guys have a great day. Enjoy talking to all of you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye, Kate.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much.
I enjoyed the interview.
Hi, guys.
I enjoyed the interview.
Isn't she a sweetheart?
Oh, thank you.
I did want to say, I do want to say before we go on that congratulations, Maggie, on you becoming a grandma.
Yes, I finally met him.
Thanks for the pictures that you have sent, that you have. I am me. I enjoy them.
You like those sketches?
Yeah,
it's a special friend, and definitely it's you.
Yeah.
And Bobby, I mean, David and the guys. But I finally met the baby yesterday. They came over here.
Mm-hmm. I saw the picture on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. That's my friend holding them.
And I'm also, you know, I have a new nephew then.
Yes, you do.
Congratulations.
Just realized it.
No, I'm talking about Maggie's little new grandson. He's my nephew.
Right.
So, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, yeah. And, okay, you guys, we have a couple of announcements before we go off. We have tomorrow night we have Nathan Body, ABC Executive, coming on the show tomorrow at 6 p.m. West Coast time, and 8 p.m. Maggie's time, and 9 p.m. David's time, and so,
TV in the background.
Bobby!
Yeah, it's just me, yeah.
I'm
I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, well, Bobby, quit your noise in the background.
No, it's my little cousin.
It's not me.
Yes, Tink Tank. Yes, Tink Tank. No,
okay,
yes,
so.
Oh, it's coming from David then.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like it's David. Hello?
Yep, you still here. David, David, I'm going to mute you for a sec because you're all staticky on here, okay, David? Okay, so Maggie and Bobby, okay, so tomorrow night we have Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 7th we have Tracy, who plays Kristen on Boredom Beautiful. And then on the 24th we have Chief Gowen. He was on Adventure and Babysitting. And
mm-hmm.
Don't Tell Mom the Baby's Dead. My movies I love. And then we have some other upcoming guests on the week of March 14th. And that will be really good. And people do not tell me what happened last night on the Chicago Fire. Chicago MD, all of that. I haven't watched it yet. I will be watching it this weekend. And,
Carly, it's kind of good because, I'm sorry, Carly, it's kind of good because we ended up getting basketball and severe weather reports on our channel last night.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Maggie.
I haven't had TV since last Friday.
I wasn't going to say that.
Sorry.
But
I watched it on my phone.
The thing I was going to say was, we have all this is coming up, and we have a lot of good ones coming up, and we have, and David, perfect. David? Okay. We have that coming up. And then, Maggie, don't you want to say a happy late birthday to someone?
I want to.
Who had a birthday yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Uh-huh.
I want to wish a very, very happy birthday to Maurice Bernard.
Oh.
Yep.
My first of the birthday, yes.
Well, happy birthday to Maurice. And he is welcome to come on the show anytime.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
If you can, I would love to talk to him about the whole Sonny Carly thing. Even Laura Wright is welcome to come back because I have enjoyed Carly a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and very happy birthday to Mila Hoffman.
Oh, and
Alicia
Griffiths, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to my grandma. She's 90 today.
Okay.
Happy
birthday to her.
909. Okay, I gotta behave myself. But also I was gonna see. What else was I gonna tell you guys?
Carly, I do have an announcement. If it's okay, if I can just share it with you, right?
Yeah,
quick.
Go for it.
I'm going to go to the Days of Our Lives fan event in Charlotte on April 22nd, so I look forward to maybe talking to a lot of people. Hopefully,
mm-hmm.
I can talk some sense into Nalia Bordeaux about the whole Chloe baby thing.
Oh, God,
this
is horrible.
Now
do not get
us
started.
Because as if it's not bad enough with that, now Ariane Zucker is leaving, and that's going to be probably a big way of how they're going to want to end it. I'm hoping that they don't end up putting writing Nicole off the same way they wrote off John Stamos from General Hospital and put their character in jail. I just hope that it's not going to happen like
no.
that.
No. You know
what?
I'm going to address the Ollie Zucker leaving. She had left before. You know, I'm so sick about the reports that she's mad at Days of Our Life, blah, blah, blah. No. What I think is the problem over there, and Maggie and I talk about this all the time,
mm-hmm.
is when you are in a heavy, burning storyline, Nicole has been in one for the last 4 years, right, Maggie?
Yes, she sure
right.
has.
Yeah,
right,
and that's
first.
Why.
Right, because at first when I heard about the news, I thought this was a little online prank or a joke or a rumor because it was March 1st, and I said April Fool's Day isn't until next month. And two, I
mm-hmm.
thought maybe with the whole situation with Trump, I thought that was the reason why. But I doubt
that's
it wasn't
was
because of Trump or anything politician.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just a little bit surprised about that.
I was shocked.
Because I thought at first it was a joke by some hackers or something like that, and I was just like ready to just respond by going, "Isn't April? I thought April Fool's Day was April 1st, not March 1st.
Right. Thank you.
So.
Thank you very much. It's about the same thing.
But
John Lilly are my favorite plumber.
But like you said, Carly, she could come back, and we've seen her come back before, because I think, and everything else. So, I mean, we have seen also Nalia Bordeaux come back several times, and she was involved in key
mm-hmm.
storylines and why she took
mm-hmm.
some time off to do primetime stuff. So we can see this happening right here. And we've seen right now in General Hospital with Robin, with Kimberly doing the same thing too. So
mm-hmm.
so it could happen where they can come back and work, rather be recurring or short time or long term.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we are back, and, you know, for everyone, you know, we just took a little hiatus from the show. Yeah, we were not going anywhere, people. I have my hysterectomy, which I'm still not recovered from. My mom?
Maggie? And I have been battling. I'm sorry. Carly? Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, Maggie, are you here?
Yeah,
I've
been battling a cold myself, so I've been unable to, because a few times I've coughed. I mean, other than times that you have called me, Carly, or David have called me, they haven't been that much communications that I would have with you guys for a long time, because I would always have coughing fits and stuff like that, but
But with the weather changing and stuff like that, that's been the case because we went from warm to cold to warm to cold here in North Carolina, because that's basically been the same thing on the East Coast. Because I know Chicago's gotten very little snow. We in North Carolina have gotten very little snow as well, and it haven't been any cold here in North Carolina all winter long. Mm. So
it's either cold or rain.
Well, and here for Seattle, we got snow like 2 weeks ago, and Maggie wasn't really happy. Wasn't really happy when the snow happened.
She was so giddy, like a little girl.
I know. I was. I called Maggie. And, you know, she doesn't like snow. Chicago and everyone, we are all probably done with the snow. But me, I personally love it. But it's been raining here like it's supposed to. Mm. And everything. Oh, and my other announcement is, in a couple of weeks, we are having a show about Sunny and Carly. We are having a Carson night because Carly wants a Carson night, and Maggie wants a Carson night. And, Carson people, Carson fans, everything is going to be okay. You know, couples need to go through hell and back, and this is what... You know, Carson is probably going to do, but I say it again, and I will say it before, I don't like Nell.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think I'm hating her as much as I hate Julian, Ava, Olivia, and Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and, Mom, what did you take on that?
I agree with you on that, because the other day I was watching GH on Tuesday, and I think that... probably knew when Nell was talking to Bobby that she probably was up to no good as usual. I was just kind of like, I mean, I'm liking her with Michael, but I'm not liking her personally. I mean, I love the actress that played her, but I don't like her character.
Yeah, really changed the character.
And it would be great to get Chloe Lehner, I hope I pronounced that last name correct, on the show to maybe just get a chance to ask her a few questions that and stuff like that. And but. Maybe I can just try to communicate with her, try to see if she can follow me, so I can give her Carly's email address, Nell on GH.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, well, I don't like Nell, and, you know, I want more Mob. I love Mob. And so, tomorrow night, you guys, we will be back. At 6 o'clock West Coast time. David, can you hear us now? David?
Is it? Are you in a treatment right now?
I don't know.
I think so.
So, Bobby, find out for me later what happened with David and the noise. I was going to say...
Carly, one more thing before I go.
Sure.
I may be a little late with the show tomorrow, but I'm going to try to make it to talk to Nathan, because I have a few GH-related questions I want to basically ask him. But other than that, I can be able to make it, because I'm going to a movie early on, and I should be back in time, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
We will be, what was I going to say? Like I said, there are so many new guests coming on Daytime After Dark. We are back to normal. You know, sometimes we might take a night, a Friday night off, on and off, you know, throughout the year with the normal because things come up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for the most part, we are having a really good time on the show, and we are getting interviews. Right, Maggie?
Absolutely, Marilla. I'm totally enjoying it. I'm glad we're back on.
I'm glad we are back.
It's great to have you back. Great to have you back.
Oh, I know, but you know, when you
sometimes
have that kind of operation.
Right.
When
and
you
I
have
you've
kind
been,
of a
right.
operation
been,
that I did.
Right.
Except it's
great to have
people,
you back, Carly.
Thank you, but people, I don't remember. Okay, I remember getting wheeled out of my room, okay? And then I said goodbye to my mom. And that's the last thing I remember. I don't remember the operating room or the recovery room. All I remember is they took me back to a new my room. And then I had the most, oh my God, the most crap back pain I ever had. And if it wasn't for Maggie keeping me calm, that day I would have probably lost it. So, you know, Maggie is very good when you're in pain, people, because she knows the right thing to say to you and not the right, wrong things. Oh, and also before we go, remember everyone there, most madness is going to be, coming up. And so we might not get Y&R the 16th and 17th. And I mean, Carly won't be getting Prices Right, damn it. I love Prices Right.
I think around here, I think what they're going to probably do on our station is going to move the Ellen Show, which is normally shown at 3 before Young the Restless. And they're going to just actually probably move that to the Let's Make a Deal slot. And I think they're probably going to have the Price Right rather be on the East Coast, rather be new or a rerun. I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
No, they are saying, all together. It will just resume, you know, no one will get it. The 16th or 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even if you live on the East Coast, you won't get it because if the West Coast is not getting it, the West Coast of Maggie isn't getting it. Right, Maggie?
Right.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I just hope that they can just actually leave Trump to just do speeches and stuff like that till later in the evening so they won't interrupt days or GH because I missed a good wedding.
Exactly.
And I've almost missed a good wedding on GH because of Trump.
Exactly.
Oh, and I'm going to say something, and it isn't, well, it's sort of political, but not. I am so sick and tired of all shows getting interrupted every other day. Sometimes I am so sick of it. And that's all I'm going to say. And if anyone wants to add
Mother related
weather related, I understand if it's like God forbid, like a terrorist attack. I understand that. But I don't understand when there's like a fire and whatever. I mean, what I mean by that, if there was a fire like 2 hours away from us, why do we need to know that now and not, 4 hours from then?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
I got people when I was on other stations, Facebook sites, going, why are you looking at bad weather that's way out of our viewing area? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love that, we have our own little team here. And yes, Bobby, you are also a co-host. Well, Maggie's the host. And I'm a host, but you're a co-host. So, and David also.
Oh, yes.
David, well, you are doing a great. David, are you there? Maybe you're right. He's in treatment. Okay, so what I was going to say was, Bobby, if you want to find more people to get on the show, you are more than happy to. Remember to give the my email address, Omega's email address.
Right.
And I just hit my hand. I just hit my hand on the desk. Ow, that hurt. Okay. So yes. So
when
remember, everyone. Because I'm me, and
oh, okay.
I'm an accident-prone person, and
oh,
I should be in
okay.
a plastic. I believe that you
bubble.
And I should just live in a plastic bubble, Maggie. I've been thinking more and more about that.
Be a lot safer.
What?
It'd be a lot safer for us.
I know, exactly. And, oh, and also, remember tonight is the conclusion of the Chicago shows for last night. And then also, in this re-airing on Saturday night. So if
thanks.
Anyone didn't get to see yet, it's re-airing here. And so if it's re-airing here, I'm sure it's re-airing all across the country. So,
well, that would be good.
On Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago Justice, and Chicago PD. I mean, I love all
right.
the Chicago shows.
Right. Well, that would be good
oh,
news for where I live, because last night, like I said earlier, last night we were preempted by a basketball game, and all we got was Chicago Justice, and we had like weather reports because of the severe weather that the same storm system that brought tornadoes in around where Maggie was on Tuesday, and going through our area, even though it wasn't as bad as what Maggie got or what they got in Tennessee or Kentucky late early yesterday morning or anything like that.
Well, yeah, and Bobby, it's so sweet of you. Always to text me when you hear bad weather for, you know, Washington.
Nice. Warm.
Just for, you know,
thank
if, you know, for me, I'm in, like, the Seattle, Redmond area, so when you hear Seattle, you know, yeah, that's when I'm having bad weather. But if you just hear Washington State, sometimes that is not us, but, usually, you know, it is, you know, and we had thunder and lightning last night. And the rule is when you have thunder and lightning, stay under your covers and hide.
That's what I do. Because last night I tried to go to bed around 10 o'clock my time, and it was thunder and lightning about that time. So that's kind of ironic.
Well,
but
yes,
as long as you guys don't have another Mount St. Helens out there, Carly, I'm sure everything will be fine.
I got one more question.
Oh, my God. Okay, Bobby, why did you have to go and say that? I mean, I don't remember. I mean, I was a little girl when the Mount St. Helens exploded, but my mom told me there was ash. Oh, even though Mount St. Helens in Oregon was like, I don't know, 45 or an hour away, you know, it got there too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And remember, people,
Carly?
If you go to Olive Garden, Bobby, did you ever go to Olive Garden?
Well, I just signed up for e-membership, but I think I know what you're talking about with the all-you-can-eat
I just have a little rant before we go. I have a little rant before we go on that. I went with my niece. We went out for dinner 2 weeks ago. No, before my... Two weeks ago, right, Mom?
On a Friday.
And so we went, and it was all-you-can-eat pasta, like the classic, like lasagna, chicken palm. And it said $11.99 on the TV commercial. We got there, and it was $13.99, $15.99, $16.99.
Well,
so
well,
my little win
that-
of the day is...
Well, I know...
Bobby, I'm almost
done. I'm sorry.
My rant of the day is if you go to a place like that and they say all you can eat, please just call there and ask them because it will, you know, it will be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll we're also going out to Amelia and Chad of Young Adolescents. They got divorced yesterday. And, you know, that's a hard thing to do when you help kids. But maybe is there anything else we want to say before we get off?
Yes, I'm sorry. I have one plug I like to put out there. The new show, The Good Fight, on CBS Access, our Scott Brice is in it. And
exactly, yeah. So, but you can only really see The Good Fight on CBS.com, right?
Access, right, CBS Access. You can do it like on, like, you know, if you have Amazon stuff. That's where you'll sign up for it.
Okay.
And remember,
what's the word?
I want to say,
Christine Babsky or Balsky. Yeah,
she's,
because she was also on
Christine Bransky, I think, or something. She was on Murphy Brown years ago. Yeah. Or who's killed?
Well,
who's
exactly. What?
But I'm glad Scott is in the series. He's doing a great job.
Well, yeah.
I just want to mention it.
Well, yeah,
okay.
And I can wait to watch it. And Bobby, have a good day.
Carly, before we go off the air, I want to just quickly say back to your Allegron thing. I know that there is a small print saying that it's buried in Alaska, Hawaii, and New York Times Square. So just look at the fine print next time.
Well, yeah, but if, you know, really, when it's on commercial, you really cannot see the fine print.
Mm.
I mean, the fine print is so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
those car dealerships, they just speak too darn fast when they offer you a car in the commercial, as far as the disclaimer, as far as the prices and taxes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. And tomorrow I will be going to Target, hopefully, because Carly loves Target and Carly loves shopping. But Carly found out a better way to shop, and I'm going to do a little announcement quick. Amazon is the way to go, people.
Mm-hmm.
Online shopping is so great. And then after you get your item, you know, the UPS leave it for you and you have packages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I have to watch myself because it's so easy to get carried away with Amazon with a certain person, me, right, Maggie?
Yes, it is.
I don't know what you mean by
that. Well, I found a handbag. Yeah, well, I found a handbag the other day on Amazon. And you guys are sitting down, right? It was like $1,000. And no, I didn't get it, but I wanted to get it.
Oh.
Yes, I was very upset, but... Okay, you guys have a great day and
before
take
get
a
cut
little
off.
In time. What?
Well,
before we
well,
get
you
cut
have
off.
A great day, Carly. And,
yeah, oh, but
you have a
great
day.
Great
too,
day
and all right, bye.
Hello.